Good morning. Our study this month covers the idea of hope in the times of crisis. In this study, we will consider a definition and a biblical position on hope. We will consider a definition on crisis, an exploration of crisis in creation, and a biblical response. The exploration of crisis in general and a believer's response. We will end the series doing an exploration of crisis within and a recovery planned. Today, we speak about hope. The Greek word for hope is elpis, and as used in the New Testament, means favorable and confident expectation. The expanded Vine's Expository Dictionary of the New Testament words describes hope as having to do with the unseen and the future. Romans 8:24 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for?" If one's future expectation lies in this present reality of a world, then one is hopeless. 1 Corinthians 9:15 and verse 19 says, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most pitied." Hope has a foundation. It is built on something or someone. For the believer, our hope is built on Christ. In and through Christ, the Bible describes various kinds of hope. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27, it speaks about the hope of glory. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul, in writing to Titus, in Titus chapter 1 and verse 2, says that in hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. In Titus 3:7, he speaks also of the hope of eternal life. He says, "So that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." In Ephesians 4, verse 4, we are told about the hope of our calling. "There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling." In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it speaks about the hope of salvation. "But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation." In Galatians 5, verse 5, we are told about the hope of righteousness. "For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." In Acts 26, verses 6 and 7, we are told about the hope of the promise. "And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. To this promise, our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God day and night, hope to attain. For this hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused by the Jews." In Acts 23, verse 6, we are told about the hope of the resurrection of the dead. "But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, 'Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am being judged.'" Hope is described in the New Testament as being good. That which we are longing for is described as being good. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 16. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace. In Titus 2 verse 3, hope is described as being blessed. Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Peter, 1 Peter 1 verse 3, hope is described as being living. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. All in all, the believer's hope is considered to be a better hope. Hebrews 7 verse 19 says, "For the law made nothing perfect." On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. Hope is future. Next week, we explore crisis and creation.